Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jones and Keefe.
Play clock winding down. Tua on fourth down. Pressure coming. Tua in trouble. Down he goes. Milton Williams. The big free agent ticket in the offseason seals the game for the Patriots.
Mike Vrabel will have his first win as head coach of the New England Patriots, and trouble for Miami and Mike McDaniel. What a game. What a game. Back and forth we go, when in the end, New England has its first win in Miami since 2019.
Jones and Keefe, right now on WEEI.
Are you ready for the first win of 2025, Keith?
Yes, I am, Jones. Woo, what a time. What a ball game. How about that?
It was something.
They're on the board.
They are on the board. It was not easy.
No, but nothing is.
It was quite a wild
nothing
ride.
Nothing worthwhile ever is.
No, that's a good point. It was quite a wild ride. The ups, the downs, the highs, the lows.
Everything in between.
But they pull out a 33-27 victory, just barely, over the Miami Dolphins, their first win in Miami since 2019.
The Antonio Brown game.
The singular Antonio Brown.
So now they know they don't need Antonio Brown to win in Miami. It took them 6 years,
they
but here we are.
They disproved that theory, finally.
What a game. It literally did have everything, though. Like, it was one of those games you have missed extra points, you have 50-yard field goals, you got kick return touchdowns, punt return touchdowns, coaches coaching for their lives. You have all kinds of just wild play penalties. You like penalties. Do we have a game for you. You like guys hopping off sides. You got like guys false starting. We have a game for you. But, yeah, both teams at times seemed a little bit desperate. At times, you felt like the game was won for each team and that it was lost for each team. Like, it was a crazy game. Now, maybe both teams are bad. We'll see. But it was very entertaining. I'll give them that. For an entertainment product, this was entertaining.
Well, you mentioned the penalties, the lack of discipline. 12 more penalties for the Pats in this game. They didn't turn it over. That's a step in the right direction compared to week one.
Yeah, yeah.
They continue to give up big plays on defense. But the good news is, A, they won. B, Drake May looks like his plate is just fine.
Yeah.
He looked pretty dialed in.
The right size plate.
All day long. I feel better about McDaniels coming out of the game and the play calling. So you want to ride that roller coaster week to week, which a lot of people do in the NFL. I'd say it's arrow up after the victory. There's definitely things they can clean up, and we'll talk about it all day long here on a Patriots Monday. Jones and Keith will talk to Hunter Henry. We'll talk to Christian Ellis.
10:30 for Hunter.
Every Monday. Oh, is that? That's been updated.
Confirmed. Yep, 10:30.
Okay. I thought we were going to talk to him here shorter than that, but 10:30, that's been updated. Good to know. So mark that down. We'll get surprising questions and
sure will.
Everything else from the game yesterday. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. That's also your text line. You can interact Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And you can watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Better or worse than you expected, Keith? We both picked them to win the game. I don't think either of us felt great about it on Friday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were not overly confident, but we did pick them to win. Was that better or worse than you expected?
So how about this? Not to avoid the question.
Mm.
Both. I feel better.
It's not avoiding the question. That's answering.
It is an answer in the
entirety of the question.
You were expecting a better or worse. Yes. I gave you a third option.
Better
both.
And worse.
Yeah, because I feel better about the offense. I feel worse about the defense. That's why. So a win is a win is a win. You will take the win. I think this is Drake May's best performance in the NFL. He was excellent. It was darts and scampers. This is going to be the key for Drake May. Darts and throwing darts. And scampering with the ball.
Darts and scampers.
Darts and scampers.
Get the hashtag going.
I know. I think I haven't heard that anywhere else.
I definitely haven't.
And if I did, I apologize. I want to give credit to such a great idea. But darts and scampers. 19-23 passing, 230 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 turnovers, and then 10 carries. Only 31 yards, but he had the touchdown, picked up some first downs, kept plays alive, and it wasn't the silly like, oh, see, I'm sliding, don't touch me. It was, let's run, pick up some yards, get out of bounds. Be smart about it. Be smart. They ran the ball extremely well. But Drake May in the NFL has never looked better. So that you have to feel really positive about. But then defense, having a hard time getting off the field, giving up these big plays, another 300-yard passer on the other side, some of the touchdowns that they had to Achane, the one to Waddle. Like, I thought the defense was going to be a lot better. I know the Dolphins have some weapons, but you saw them in week one. They look like they're ready to bail. Like, they got smoked. They only scored 8 points in week one. Mike McDaniel, who I think can be a good offensive coordinator, but I just, you know, you went in thinking like they weren't going to be much in the Patriots defense, even without Christian Gonzalez, which we can discuss more today. I know the morning show asked Mike Vrabel about Christian Gonzalez. I thought they'd be better than this. You know, 20, I know they gave up a special team touchdown, but 20 points, but the way they were able to do it, I don't know. I had higher expectations for the defense.
It's another mediocre quarterback that shredded.
Yeah.
Geno shredded them. Tua shredded them. I think it was 6 incompletions. One was a pick and a really bad one at that. But yeah, that's another mediocre quarterback. Not a bad quarterback, but a mediocre quarterback that shredded you. So I have concerns about the defense. I have concerns about the lack of discipline. But I agree with you. Drake May threw a couple of darts for touchdowns.
Darts Collins and scampers.
And booty.
Yeah.
He scampered for another one. 6-yard touchdown run after a massive throw to Ramondre Stevenson. Wheel route for 55 yards. Those came within a 3-play span. Hit him for 55 yards on a 3rd and short. Gibson had a run in the middle. And then May was able to run it in. He ran 10 times, which I think is a positive. Not a lot of designed runs, but he ran 10 times in that game. We both took the under on 5.5, 6.5 rushes, whatever it was, on Friday. We were wrong. He ran more,
yeah,
which
no,
is good.
Great.
I think that's a really good sign.
I don't think it's a coincidence.
Me neither. And I think one of the things that we wanted to see was let him sling it, let him be himself, cut him loose. And I think Josh McDaniels improved with some play calls, some well-timed screenplays to Ramondre Stevenson, Trey Hendrickson, or Henderson rather. And I think he called a better game, but I think some of it was also letting him be him. Don't prevent him from running the football. Mm-hmm. Don't get two in his head. And that was a criticism that Mike Vrabel allowed us to enter into last week. And I feel a lot better coming out of the game, despite how up and down it was, how back and forth it was, how the Dolphins punched him in the mouth. They did have to respond. And if you want to take it glass half full between May and their response to getting punched in the mouth, I think those are some of the positives coming out of the game.
Yeah, and you know, one thing, and we knew this going in, like if they were going to be able to run the ball, they were going to be able to have success. And they did. They ran the ball. And so they never really – and they played from in front, so they never really had to go away from that game plan. Like, I think Vrabel's probably happy with it, even though we know it's not his offense. But I think a Vrabel, you know, team – fingerprints on the team would be running the ball and kind of dominating that way, which they did. But then it also allowed them to still – you know, have a very successful passing game. I bet this is how Vrabel honestly probably drew it up. If you were like, hey, it's roughly 50-50 run pass,
100%.
No turnovers, I'll give you 230 yards passing, he'd be like, yes, please, give me that. And if and I guess it turns out it's going to be a big if you get better performances from your defense, then you can win games this way, right? Like maybe you can't beat the Ravens or the Bills, but you got to start somewhere. You got to be able to beat the bad teams. The Dolphins are a bad team. And so that formula, at least offensively, is one that can work.
617-779-7937. It's how you jump in all day long here on Jones and Keefe. We have what happened in week two of the NFL coming up about an hour from now at 11:30. We do that every Monday in the NFL season. We'll also talk to Hunter Henry coming up about 15 minutes from now. Christian Ellis later on in the program. We'll get to the Red Sox and Yankees. Big weekend there as well. Again, with all your phone calls and texts throughout the show. Mike Vrabel talked about his team's ability to come through in a tight game. Here's what he had to say after the game.
You know, we unfortunately just gave up the punt return, but then answered, and Gibby answered, and that unit answered. So, again, I felt like we were willing to get into a street fight. We had a little lull, and we didn't pack it up and quit.
So there are things I thought Vrabel, like immediately, I thought Vrabel would come in and clean up some of the bad penalties and poor alignment and – you know, some of the nuts and bolts aspects of coaching that I thought he'd be really dialed in on. The attitude, though, I feel like you did see some of that yesterday with the team and their ability to come through. Now, they were bailed out. The Dolphins were really stupid. They had penalties. Achane stepped out of bounds.
Yeah.
Patriots had some big mistakes as well. The kicking game was a mess yesterday, which is another thing I thought they'd be more on top of.
Ugh.
Incorrect. So I'm not saying it was perfect, but I do like that Vrabel's trying to build the attitude. I don't know if you saw the video of him in the locker room after the win. I'm happy to be your coach. He's handing out game balls. It seems like he has guys on board with him. Now, that happens when you win. Guys were on board with Mayo last year,
100%.
Week one.
Right.
But I do feel like that culture building is something that should be a strength of Vrabel's. I think you saw some of it yesterday.
They should tell Morgan Moses the snap count, though. It's not fair for him to not know what the snap count is. That's not going to help the team at all. But
what, do you have three?
Yes.
He had three.
He had three. The team had 12 accepted penalties, but they had more than that.
Henderson had three holds. I think only two were accepted, so those were the biggest offenders.
Brutal. Yeah, and then Campbell had a penalty. Hunter Henry, who we're going to talk to, had a penalty. Like, then they had some offsetting penalties, so they actually get flagged way more than 12 times. It went in the books as 12 penalties for 75 yards. Which, again, you can't do. You're not good enough to get away with that. You know, games can be won and lost that way. So that part is frustrating. I'm with you. I thought that would be one area that has been would have been cleaned up from Mayo. So far, it hasn't.
No.
You know, week one, a lot of penalties. Week two, even more penalties. So that's something that they need to figure out. And what's odd, too, and they were talking about it on the broadcast, like, it's not just the rookies. Like, the rookies or the second-year guys, you're kind of like, okay, whatever.
No, like Morgan Moses has been in the league a decade.
12 years, and he had so many penalties. So that was frustrating to see. But, yeah, I mean, just the whole idea, like, them kind of sticking with it. They needed a big special teams play to come back, but then they also needed some defensive stops, which weren't really coming their way. I mean, in the second quarter, they gave up two long drives, as the Dolphins are getting, like, booed off the field, by the way. The Dolphins are playing so bad, the crowd hates them, they're down a point. The Patriots have a one-point lead. Now, it felt like they should have been up by way more than that,
It felt like they were blowing them out.
They were dominating the game.
Next thing you know, you're like, oh, crap, the Dolphins are winning.
Well, when the second missed extra point is just so deflating, and you're like looking at it, you're like, you should be up. For some reason, 12-0 and 14-0 feel like completely different scores.
I completely agree. Do you agree with Vrabel when he's like, oh, I had nothing but confidence in Borga. I had nothing but confidence in you. He said it this morning with Greg.
Disagree. They were going to line up and go for it.
They were
going to
go for it.
Down. Yeah.
And so he's like, look, man, and this is from the video in the locker room. He said the same thing to Greg. He said it after the game. No. But like, oh, I had nothing but confidence in you there, Andy.
No, they should have left him in Miami. I'm like, you went to Miami. You probably have like a house here or something or an apartment. Like, stay here. You're good.
Your take again, and that's coupled with Parker Romo kicking five field goals last night on Sunday Night Football.
Blasting field goals, right, Nick?
The guy
no doubters.
I've never seen
right
three
down the
field
middle.
Goals look more like misses in my life.
What a hater over there, Nick.
You hate Parker Romo.
Five for five, Parker Romo.
Player of the game.
Knocking down kick after kick after kick, meeting his teammates right after the game.
Guy's a stud.
You've said, Keith, it's going to cost him a game. The kicking is going to cost him a game.
It looked like it was going to cost him yesterday's game.
They're lucky it didn't yesterday.
It did. Yeah, 100%. He had a missed field goal in week one, which, you know, butterfly effect. Who knows how it would have played out. And then this one, you have two missed extra points. So then you're kind of like chasing it. Like, when do you go for two? When do you not go for two? Your opponent's thinking the same thing. And it's just after a touchdown drive to go sit back on the bench and look up and it's 6-0. Brutal. And then it's 12-0. You're like, wait a minute. What even is this?
We should have more points.
Yeah, this sucks. But then out of nowhere, then he's like, kicks a 53-yarder. And you're like, wait a minute. Now I don't know how to feel about this guy. But
that
still, arrow down.
The Chad Ryland book where you're just like, where the hell did this kick come from?
You can make kicks now. Confidence level on the 53-yarder like was sub-zero.
Oh, I didn't even have time to tweet it out. I was about to be like, this has zero chance, and then he made it. I was like, oh, okay, I'll holster that one.
Good kick, Andy.
Got to start backing up on the extra points is what he's going to do.
Maybe, 53-yard extra points.
So the Patriots may very well have a kicking problem. They win in Miami. That's the Pepsi key takeaway. It's brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Patriots Monday all day long here on WEEI. You heard Mike Vrabel this morning. If you missed any of it, use the rewind feature and go back and listen on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free. Easy. You can take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. It's a good way to catch Drake May later on today on WEEI Afternoons. We're going to talk to Hunter Henry later this hour. We'll talk to Christian Ellis in the 11 o'clock hour.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On a Patriots Monday, and we'll get to all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. Were the Patriots lucky yesterday? Was it better or worse than you expected? Who stood out? And when it comes to Drake May, did he turn a corner yesterday in Miami? We'll get to that with all your phone calls right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.